You go to St. John chapter number 6. We'd like to read there this morning. This is a simple message, but a powerful message that we can relate to this morning. Amen. St. John chapter number 6. Amen. In this chapter we find that Jesus was saying that He is the bread of life. He went on to say that except you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink His blood, you have no life in you. He that eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood dwelleth in me, and I in him. This is that bread which came down from heaven. Not as your father did eat manna and are dead. He that eateth this bread shall live forever. But what I'd like to do is begin reading verse number 60. St. John 6 and verse number 60. Amen. Here this morning. Many therefore of his disciples, when they had heard this, said, "This is a hard saying, who can hear it?" When Jesus knew in himself that his disciples murmured at it, he said unto them, "Does this offend you? What if you see the Son of Man ascend up where he was before? It is the Spirit that quickeneth, the flesh profits nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life." Glory to God. "But there are some of you that believe not. For Jesus knew from the beginning who they were that believed not, and who should betray him. And he said, Therefore said I unto you, that no man can come unto me, except it were given unto him of my Father. From that time, many of his disciples went back and walked no more with him." And then it stirred a question, that when Jesus said unto these 12, "Will ye also go away?" Seeing that many went back and walked with him no more. But verse 68, when Peter, he answered, he said, "Now Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. And we believe and are sure that thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." I'd like to take my message from that verse number 68 this morning. When Peter answered, he said, "Now Lord, to whom shall we go? Where could I go but to the Lord?" Amen. This morning. Where could I go but to the Lord? Amen. Saints of God, how many times that we felt like nobody could understand? My husband, my wife, my children, my neighbor, my friend, no one could understand. But I knew that when I went to the Lord, that He understands.
Amen.
Amen. He understands your need this morning. He understands everything about you. Amen. God's not confused about your life.
No.
There's not anything about your life that He's confused about. He knows you, and He knows you by name. Praise God.
Amen.
He's wanting to help us. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we're so thankful this morning that we can come again to the house of God. We rejoice in the song, Lord, at Calvary. We rejoice in the song, Lord, praise God. Where can I go but just to the Lord? Amen. A wonderful song of praise to you this morning. But I pray, God, in this message that we can come to know in their assurance, in their heart, that we can come boldly before the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. Glory to God. Lord, only you know the need of the church. Only you know the needs of your people. But Lord, we look at you in faith, believing and calling upon the Lord. Amen. That you're a God that will never leave us nor forsake us. You'll be there, Lord, in the present storms, in the times of crisis, in the times of need, God. You'll be there for us. And God, we look to you for help this morning. Our help cometh from God. And what is ever accomplished here in this service, we will forevermore thank you and praise you. And everyone, amen, said amen, that love the Lord. Just say amen, and you may be seated here this morning. We come to know what Jesus was speaking here in this St. John chapter 6. Amen. There was questions that were being answered concerning what Jesus had come to do. He come to let men know that I am the true bread of life. He come to let us know that, amen, I came down from heaven, not to do mine own will, but the will of Him that has sent me. And this is the Father's will. We like to know what the Father's will consists of. It's consistent no more than we were singing at Calvary, that Jesus come to shed His blood for all. and all to come to know the saving grace of Jesus Christ. If he come to do the Father's will, verse number 39, we come to know, amen, it was concerning what the Father desired of me, is no more what Jesus was saying. And this is the will of him that has sent me, that everyone which seeth the Son, in verse number 40, and believeth on him, may have everlasting life, and I will raise him up at the last day. And he went on to say, I am this bread that came down from heaven. Oh yes, murmur not among yourselves. Amen, praise God. It is written in these prophets, and they shall be all taught of God, that every man therefore that hath heard and has learned of the Father, it will come unto me. And that he that believeth on me hath everlasting life, and I am that bread of life.
Right.
Amen. St. John 10 is referring to no more than what Jesus also spoke of the thief. Amen. The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. But I've come to give life, and to give life more abundantly. Amen. Praise God. So Jesus, amen, desired for those that were around him to come to know the knowledge of the truth, that he was sent from the Father. Amen. It was from the very beginning, amen, through the plan of redemption, that Jesus was made lower than the angels. He came from the Father, came from the splendor of heaven, was made lower than the angels, that he would taste death for every man. And we thank God for that this morning. And we refer to the scripture that God has highly exalted him and given him a name above every name. Amen. Concerning the way of the cross and the way of crucifixion. Amen. That every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. And that's what, amen, Jesus desired for those that followed him, that he is their Lord, and he will become, amen, their Savior by the way of the cross. And he will be a resurrected Lord once he would be raised from the dead. A resurrected Lord and Savior. Who knows him as a resurrected Lord and Savior? Glory to God. I'm glad to know, amen, that he is alive and he's alive within us today. But through these verses, that's what Jesus was saying unto all those, even the Jews, they strove among themselves, saying, how can this man give us his flesh to eat? They had no understanding of what Jesus was saying. But I'm glad to know that if we eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, amen, he was saying that you have no life in you. Amen. Whosoever eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood hath this eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. Amen. Knowing that when the trumpet shall sound, the dead in Christ shall rise first, and them which are alive and remain shall be caught up in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we forever be with the Lord. Amen. He's going to raise us up at the last day, at the last trump, at the sound and the voice of the archangel, at the last trump of God, that the dead shall be raised alive. Amen. And there's going to be a great meeting in the air. Amen. We come to know the fulfillment in what Jesus was saying under these. They murmured at him. They had no understanding. They couldn't understand it when he said, I'm the true bread that came down from heaven. They could not, amen, the Samaritan woman didn't have no understanding. Amen. When he said, if you drink of this water, you shall thirst again. If you drink of the water that I shall give, you shall never thirst. Amen. They couldn't understand what the Son of God was saying. But saints of God, I'm glad to know, amen, I traded my sins for salvation, and I got the best of the trade. Glory be to God. I say I traded my sins for salvation, and I got the best of the trade. I'm glad to know what it is to be redeemed. I'm glad to know what it is to have help this morning. Amen. I'm glad to know I can go to the Lord for my help. He's my present help in the time of trouble. He made it possible at Calvary. He made it possible through his shed blood. He made it possible, amen, that we can go before him and before the throne of grace, and that we can may obtain this kind of mercy. Amen. In a time of need is there. It's great grace. It's abundant grace. It's sufficient grace for all, for the child of God. Where could I go but to the Lord? Amen. I'm glad to know him. Amen. This morning. And all these questions arise, amen, in this chapter concerning. Amen. Didn't Jesus say, does this offend you? Amen. His disciples murmured, amen, when he said, does this offend you? What if you see the Son of Man ascend up where he was before? It is the Spirit that quickeneth. Amen. The flesh profits nothing. The words that I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life. For Jesus said, he that believeth in me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. Amen. For the child of God, it has the quickening and spirit within him, and know there's a help in the Lord. Knows when he goes down to the throne, amen, and he begins to pray at his altar, going before the throne of grace, he knows, amen, that when he takes his deed and petition before the great high priest, and knowing that Jesus is on the right hand of the Father making that intercession for us, amen, we know that he's there, he's going to intercede for us. And I've got to know, saints of God, he's our present help in the time of trouble, amen, the time I face heartaches and sufferings and persecutions. Where can I go but to the Lord? Where can I go but to the Lord? But the disciples could understand they were followers of Christ and were called to be disciples. Amen. But what struck me is the verse number 66. From that time, many of his disciples went back and they walked with him no more. Many of those followers went back and they walked with him no more. Amen. No more walking with Jesus. And that's why Jesus began to ask him this question when he sent it to the 12 disciples in verse 67. We also go away. These went away, but we also go away. But what did Peter say? Lord, to whom shall we go?
Amen.
To whom shall we go?
Amen.
Where could I go but to the Lord? Amen. Brother Terry, just think about it, brother, since you've been enlightened, since the Lord's helped you. Amen. We face things as new converts. We have a lot of things we don't understand in our walk with the Lord. Trials, we face troubles. Amen. We don't understand why we suffer the things we do, but it's the same one that had written about, amen, even when he was there with Jesus. We find in Peter in his writings. He said, beloved, think it not strange concerning that fiery trial that has come upon you as some strange thing has happened, but rejoice that we can be partakers of Christ and also of his sufferings, that his glory shall be revealed in us. And saints of God, we can come to know, amen, praise God, that his glory is going to be revealed. We don't understand these strange trials. God's going to make this trial a blessing because he found me upon my knees. I say God's going to make this trial a blessing because he knows when I'm troubled and I have no understanding of why I'm facing the things. I don't understand why people do the things they do. I don't understand why people say the things they say. But this is one thing for certain. Where could I go but to the Lord? Amen. Lean not unto your own understanding, but all thy ways acknowledge him, that he shall direct your path.
Amen.
Praise God. Where could I go but to the Lord? Amen. Praise God. Peter saying, Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. You think about that, saints of God. Where can I go but to the Lord? Amen. When I begin to question my situation, amen, some may say, well, you don't need to question what, amen, is happening about you and how God it works with you and the things that surround you. We don't need to question God, but many question the Lord. Many question because they have no understanding about the things that they're facing. They don't know how to handle the situation that they're facing. All they know is to take their need and their request before God and take their burdens to the Lord and leave them there. Amen. Psalms 55 and 22 say, cast your burdens upon the Lord and he shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved, knowing that his ear is open to the cry of the righteous. Amen. Praise God. And he will not withhold any good thing from those who walk upright. It was no more when I was, amen, preaching Wednesday night. Amen. First things first. In Matthew 6 and 33, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these other things is going to be added unto you. Saints of God, first things must come first. And once we realize in ourselves that nowhere I can go but to the Lord, and he's going to be there because he knows my desire. I done put my priorities in the right places. I done put everything on the table. I say, Lord, fill this in for me. Let me take that blank piece of paper and just fill in my way. Fill in my schedule. Fill in your plan for me. Fill in your will for my life. I'm disturbed about faith. God is not the author of confusion. When you're confused and you don't have no sense of direction, turn to the Lord. Let him lead you. Let him guide you. That's the one thing about the Comforter. He's the Spirit of truth. He'll lead us in all truth. And our help is in the Lord. Church, where can I go but to the Lord? Amen. Praise God. I don't need to go to Benny Hinn for help. I don't need to go to Jimmy Swaggart for help. Amen. I don't need to go to Joel Osteen for help. I don't need to go to Joyce Myers for help. I don't need all these big preachers on the TV network. I don't know their ministries altogether. But saints of God, there's many things I disagree with. But there's one I do not disagree with. And that's the Lord. Amen. Lord, I can go to the Lord. Amen. Praise God. I can go to him, for he is my help and my present help in the time of trouble. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. He's going to give me the understanding I need. He's going to give me the help I need. Amen. When I feel like I'm in the desert. Amen. Praise God. Amen. This trial's been dusty. Amen. I've been in this trial for a while. I need some kind of relief. I need refreshing from the presence of God. Amen. Amen. We're thirsty in a barren land. Amen. We walk through these troubles and these trials. But glory to God, just in time, He refreshes me. Just in time, He lifts me. Just in time, He strengthens me. Where can I go but to the Lord for my help this morning, church? Amen. Men fail, but God don't fail. Amen. Men shall fail, but God will never fail you. Amen. Men's words fail, but God's word does not fail. Heaven and earth shall pass, Jesus said, but my word shall not pass away. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Oh, yes. Men fail, but God don't fail. Amen. Is the preaching with the disciples, the apostles, after the day of Pentecost, when they were beaten with many stripes because they held true, amen, by the preaching and the teaching of the Word of God. They held true to what they believed. Amen. They were persecuted, and they stood for that which was right. And they did not desire to walk away from it. They were some of the followers of Christ, amen, that followed Him from places. Amen. We read how many crowds pressed upon Him, because they was eager to hear the Word of God, because no man had spake like this man. That's the Scripture teaches us. No man had spake like this man. It was the way of compassion and love that the Son of God, amen, I know He spoke with authority, I know He spoke with love, and He spoke with compassion. And therefore the people were eager to hear the instruction from the Son of God. He preached in the synagogue. He preached on the seashore. He preached in Galilee. He preached in the ways of, amen, He went. But saints of God, there were many eager to hear. They wanted to hear what thus saith the Lord. And saints of God, where can I go but to the Lord? There were many followers, but there were some that turned away from Him. Even for the 10 lepers, and that very terrible disease in the time, biblical times, amen, when they were excluded from everything, from all society because of their disease. Amen. They couldn't mingle with the crowd. Amen. They were excluded. They was, amen, turned away because of their terrible disease. And when these 10 lepers come to Jesus, amen, they desired to be healed. And He led them unto the priest. And there they received their cleansing. They were made whole. They were healed from that terrible disease of leprosy. Amen. And they were 10 lepers. But only one came back to thank Him. Amen. 1 out of 10. Only 1 out of 10. Amen. Came back to give thanks to the Lord for what He has done. Amen, church. I want to be that 1 out of 10. You can be that 1 out of 10. Amen. You can be one that goes to the Lord instead of going to psychiatrists. Amen. Oh, yes. And doctors and all men of degrees and all the questions that men may ask. But we got to know our comfort, our help, our strength, our healing, our, amen, everything we need is in God. God wants you to go to Him. God wants you to seek Him with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength and everything that is within you. Amen. God knows when you're troubled. God knows when you're sick. God knows when you're heartbroken. God knows just how you feel. And there's one thing about it. With men, I can explain to men and try to explain to them how I feel, but they don't know how I feel. But Jesus knows how you feel. Amen. Oh yes, He knows your feelings. He knows our thoughts. He knows our weaknesses. He knows us. Yes, He knows us. He knows more about us than we know about ourselves. And that's why I go to the Lord. He knows me when I'm troubled. He knows me when I'm down. He knows when I'm discouraged. He knows, amen, praise God, when I need His direction about a certain need in my life. That's why I go to the Lord in prayer. Because He knows. He's omnipotent. He's omnipresent. He's omnipotence. He's omnipotent God. He's a true God. He comes on the scene. He's an all-knowing God. He's an all-caring God. He's a God that will be present with you in your time of trouble. He's present now, saints of God. Amen. Yes. And through the power, it's been made known unto the church of Jesus Christ that He's given to us and equipped us with the power and the anointing of the Holy Ghost to overcome the demonic forces of evil that come to oppress the children of God. And when I'm oppressed and when I can't seem to go another step, I go to the Lord.
Praise God.
Amen. I go to Him. The Lord is my way of escape.
Right.
He is my way of escape.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. I love you, church. How many times I've been oppressed. How many times I just describe this for myself. I can't describe your feelings. I can't describe the things you may face. But I know what it is to face the demonic forces of hell. I know what it is to be oppressed. I know what it is when the enemy, amen, brings hot flashes over your body and it begins to oppress your mind, that you feel like your mind is in a vice. Amen. It seems like your thoughts, that he has tangled your mind and twisted your mind, trying to confuse you and mislead you and take you down in despair and try to overtake your mind and overtake your body and overtake you. Amen. Some people understand, some people don't. Amen. Some people face different things that I don't face, and they face different things that you don't face. But there's one thing for certainty this morning. Where could I go but to the Lord? He understands my feelings. He understands my nausea. He understands my hot flashes. He understands my weaknesses. He understands when I'm troubled. He understands when he oppresses me and when the enemy comes in like a flood against me. He understands. And that's why I go to the Lord. Peter knew that, Lord, whom shall we go? We have, and we believe, and are sure that thou art the Christ. If we know that he is the Christ, we know that he is the Son of God. And we know that he holds the keys to death, hell, and the grave.
Right. Come on.
He holds the keys to death, hell, and the grave. And we know, saints of God, that through Christ, that through it all, the song we sing, that through it all, amen, through it all, I've come to trust Jesus. I've come to trust in God, that through it all, amen, through it all. Amen, saints of God, listen. Amen, praise the Lord. Just as sure as you take one step forward, Satan's going to do all he can to, amen, to try to make you step backwards. Is that true? Amen. But we got to come to know we're standing on our own 2 feet. We're looking to the Lord. If we could be like Moses in the circumstance, there was the sea before and the enemy behind. He had nowhere to go. He had the big multitude with him. Amen. He done let them out of Egypt. God done freed them and set them free. And what was they going to do now with the sea before them and the army behind, the enemy behind? And that's the way it is in life sometimes. Amen. You had the enemy on your, amen, on your heels. He's on your heels right now. Amen. And the circumstance looks dark. It looks gloomy. And he places that doubt over you. Amen. He puts that gloom of doubt over you. We got to be like Moses. Stretch forth the rod. Put the word of God out there. Amen. Praise God. And say, let us stand still and see the salvation of the Lord with you. Let us stand still and see that he is still God. He moves the waters. Amen. He'll put a path out there for you. He'll light you. If they can say, let thy word be a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. God's going to open up rivers in high places. Amen. I say he's going to open up rivers in high places. Amen. He's going to lead you to that path into eternal life. Amen. He's going to allow you to walk over on dry ground. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Isn't that wonderful, saints of God?
Yes. Yes.
Amen. He knows when the sea's before you and the enemy's behind. Amen. I say he knows when the sea is before you and the enemy's behind. What can I do now? I have nowhere to go. Amen. I have no room to move. Amen. But there's always room at the cross for you. Amen. Always room at the cross for the sinner, and always room for the cross for you. Amen. Saints of God, there's room. Amen. Glory to God. Just give me a little elbow room that I can make my way through this trial. Just give me a little elbow room. Amen. Praise God. I'm making it through because where could I go but to the Lord? Don't you just love him this morning?
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Amen. Where could I go? Oh, where could I go? Seeking a refuge for my soul. Think about it now. Needing a friend to save me in the end. What friend was he talking about? Where could I go but to the Lord? Oh, we can refer to neighbors are kind. I love them, everyone. We get along in sweet accord. We know all these things. But he said, needing a friend to save me in the end. Amen. There's no greater friend than Jesus Christ. He is a friend that sticketh closer to the brother. I say he's a friend that sticketh closer to the brother. You know, a man that hath friends must show himself friendly. Amen. But there is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. Amen. Glory to God. And that is Jesus Christ. He's going to be there for you. Where can I go but to the Lord? Amen. Things trouble us, church. Amen. We ask for prayer. Amen. We ask others to pray about our situation. But still, no one understands. No one understands. No one can sympathize with me because they haven't seemed to been there. That's the thing about certain trials you're going to face. And the thing about it hurts. The one that's closest to you don't understand.
Right.
They don't understand really how you feel. Amen. That's one thing for certain in your Christian walk with God. There's going to be a lot of things that people's not going to understand about you. You try to share things, you try to ask for prayer, but still no one understands. We can care. It's not like no one cares, but no one really understands what I go through. That's why we go to the Lord. That's why He's there. Praise God. That's why He's there for you. Amen. Praise God. He knows my feelings. He knew Mary and Martha and their feelings. He knew their grief. He knew their sorrow. He wept with them. It's not only through the times of bereavement and grief that people face at the time of death, but it's the time of trouble. It's the time of heartache. It's in the times of suffering. In the time of sickness. I went over, when we went over to visit a few weeks ago, to one of the brothers that's been sick for so long. Amen. He was in the intensive care unit of the hospital for so many days at the point of death. But God brought him out. He didn't even understand what he went through. His wife knew more about what he went through than what he did because he was out of it. He didn't know. They tried to describe to him later what he was going through. He knew the after effects of things when he come out of the hospital, still having therapy, trying to regain his strength. So weak, he can't hardly stand, can't hardly walk on his feet. You know, they come in trying to do the therapy and trying to rehabilitate him to try to get him strength and help him to walk again and use his arms. And, you know, just don't understand what I've been through. Amen. But I still know one that understands. Amen. In the intensive care. Amen. When he's not to himself. Amen. He don't know what he's going through. But listen, saints of God, he knows it all.
Right.
He knows it all. Amen. Praise God. Jesus loves us. He's going to help us. How many times that you suffered things and were troubled about things around you and you needed somebody to pray right then?
Come on, go ahead.
Right then. I need somebody to help me pray.
Right.
Somebody to help me pray. And we call someone saying, please, will you just pray for me?
Right.
I'm going through something. I'm facing something now. I can't talk to you about it. If I talked to you, you wouldn't understand me. You ever been there? Please just pray for me.
Amen.
And then we go to the Lord, like I preached about that message on intercession. And we begin to pray for the need of that friend or loved one that called us for prayer.
That's right.
We get down not knowing how we're going to pray about that person because we don't know what the request is. We don't know what the need is. Then the Spirit begins to move upon you. Amen. And the Spirit begins to pray.
That's right.
Amen. The Holy Ghost, amen, begins to pray through you and begins to pray for that need and request. It's been made known that you don't have no understanding about, but He understands.
Yes, He does.
And the Spirit prays through you. Amen. Praise God. There's such a witness of the Spirit. Amen. Such a witness because you're burdened for that person. You're burdened for that need. You take it to God. Say, God, I don't even know what I'm praying about. And this person's asked me to pray about a need. I don't know what the need is. Maybe if I knew, I could pray more earnestly. But still in that earnest heart. But the Spirit that prayeth.
Right.
It's the Spirit with groanings and utterings that cannot be understood. But the Spirit of God understands, church. I say the Spirit of God understands. He understands what we face. He understands us. Amen. That's one thing about power in prayer. Power of praying in God, in the Spirit, and the Holy Ghost witness. Amen. Glory to God that we can take the needs to the Lord in prayer. Amen. That we might not even understand, not even know what the request is. Amen. Only between that person who called, between them and God alone. And then you pray, and the Spirit prays through you. And there's such a witness. You call back, and you tell that person, I prayed for that request, and I felt the Holy Ghost just run all over through me, just flowed out of me. Amen. For your need. And all I can tell you is trust God and take it to the Lord in prayer. Take it to Him and leave it there. Just leave it there. He'll take care of it. Amen. Praise God. He'll take care of it. Oh, praise the Lord. Don't you just love Him?
Amen. Come on.
Amen. Now, Brother Joel, if I was to tell you this morning, because you know I wouldn't lie to you, I said, Brother Joel, I want you to meet me in the morning. We're going to my bank, and I'm going to give you $5,000. Try to help you. I just feel like the Lord laid that upon my heart. I'm just using this for an example. Would you have any reason to doubt it? You would have no reason to. I'm talking about if I was serious and you knew, and I come before you in tears, say, Brother, the Lord laid this upon my heart. Amen. I can meet you for $5, but not $5,000. But still, you would believe what I told you.
Amen, brother. Come on.
Why can't we take God's word like that? Why can't we do it? Why can't we take God at His word? Amen. Praise God. If He said, cast your burdens upon the wall. Amen. Glory to God. And we know what He said. He said, if you humble yourself under the mighty hand of God, He exalts you in due time. Casting all your care upon the Lord, for He careth for you. Cast your burdens upon the Lord and leave them there. And people, amen, can't seem to believe what God has said. And they can't take their burdens to the Lord and leave them there. Amen. They can't cast their care upon the Lord and leave them there. Amen. Glory to God. They can't humble themselves the way that they need to humble themselves and believe and trust God for what He, that's why He said, it's the words of eternal life that I've given you. It's to my words that I have spoken to you is the reason why these things are. He said, Lord, whom shall we go? Amen. Thou hast the words. I believe in you're the Christ. I believe in you're the Son of God. We got to believe that, church. That's the only way we're going to receive Him. We must believe He's the Son of God. We must believe He can take care of our needs. We must believe that when I go to the Lord and take my burdens to the Lord and leave them there, that He's going to help us. We've got to believe that.
Right.
How many times have we, I've been there, you've been there, how many times have we went down and knowing we tried, we thought we could do it, as sure as we got up, we picked it up and took it along with us. God's not pleased with that, church. He wants us to know, amen, when we go to the Lord, where can I go but to the Lord? And just leave it there. Praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Now that's what I want us to do, church, this morning. Just take our burdens and our needs to the Lord. Just leave them there. Just go to the Lord in prayer.
Right.
Whom shall we go? Whom shall we go, Lord? Amen. Along with Peter, I can say, I can just say, Lord, we're just going to you. You can take care of it.
Right.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Why can't we believe God? We can believe one another and what we may say and what we may do. But why can't we believe God? Why can't we trust God? Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. He loves this church this morning. He's going to help us. Let us find a place to pray about this message. Let's take our needs and burdens to the Lord this morning. He's able to touch us. He's able to refresh us. He's able to heal us. He's able to satisfy us. Where could I go but to the Lord? He's there to rescue me. He's there to deliver me. Amen. From this oppression. He's out to strengthen me. He's the God of my strength. He's the God of my help. He's my breath. He's the length of my days. He knows me. He's my help. My help is in the Lord.